This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and modularity, and that whole getting a full grip, a real full grip on this. I mean, your finger is already resting where it needs to when you draw it out. You're referencing on the side of the frame. Can't beat that. There's just no way around it. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com, the best outside-the-waistband holster out there today. And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Oh, yeah. Check them out. BootlegInc.com. I don't like the whole notion of political correctness. I am used to seeing the Second Amendment attacked daily. Used to it. So when it is attacked anew, I just sit back and go, okay, here we go again. Now, looking at these progressives attacking the First Amendment so openly, and the way, and I mean, what they're trying to do is they're trying to affect a college generation. They're trying to undermine free speech. And I'm not sure that political correctness is the only culprit or that free speech is the only casualty here. I think there's more involved in this. We've all heard about white privilege or trigger warnings or microaggressions and safe spaces. So here's some rough definitions from an online dictionary and other websites. I'm sure that I could be accused of, you know, a microaggression for failing to be more precise, but, you know, I'm trying. White privilege is the notion that whites have an advantage in getting societal benefits in Western countries to the disadvantage of non-white people under the same social, political, and economic circumstances. Wow. All those times, you know, those times in my past when I've had cars repossessed and the power turned off, I should just let them make sure they knew that I was a Caucasian. Trigger warnings are communication warnings that the content of a text, video, etc. might upset or offend some people, especially those who have previously experienced a related trauma. No word on what that would be. From here on out, you know, this is all a bunch of mealy-mouthed nonsense. Microaggressions are subtle but offensive comments or actions directed at a minority or other non-dominant group, often unconsciously reinforcing a stereotype. We're just too stupid to notice that we've offended somebody. The original idea of safe spaces was that educational institutions should not tolerate anti-LGBT violence. harassment, or hate speech. Therefore, certain places were designated as safe for all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students. The term has been expanded to protect all minorities, although I did not realize that the LGBT was a focus group. I didn't realize that they had achieved minority status. American Samoans, okay, maybe. Now, last year, a few days before Halloween, there was a firestorm involving these concepts when a Yale University professor responded to an email sent to students by the university's Intercultural Affairs Council. The council had advised students not to wear costumes that would threaten the sense of community there. Some students and faculty members took umbrage to the email because they considered it patronizing and also unnecessary because, in their view, it had no application to the culture and the actual history at Yale. But when Professor Erica Christakis, who was also an associate master of Silliman, one of Yale's residential colleges, took exception to the email in her own email to Silliman students, many students sadly didn't receive Christakis' message with good cheer. Christakis wrote, "Have we lost faith in young people's capacity? In your capacity to exercise self-censure through social norming? And also in your capacity to ignore or reject things that trouble you? Here you have this faculty member vouching for their maturity. They interpret it as inviting insensitivity to the experience of minorities. Some 700 people, including students, faculty, and alumni, fired off an open letter in response to Christakis' email, saying, in your email, you ask students to look away if costumes are offensive. As if degradation of our cultures and people and the violence that grows out of it is something that we can ignore. These people, do they understand what a joke is? Do they understand what humor is? Do they understand what a good time is? Are these same people standing on their heads on beer kegs and sucking out of a hose anyway? I gotta wonder." Christina's husband, he was the master of Silliman, made the mistake of meeting with students and not sufficiently throwing his wife and himself under the bus for her email. He met with a large group of students who surrounded him in the residential college quad. The encounter was captured on four videos, totaling some 24 minutes, and you can see the entire thing titled Yale Students and Nicholas Christakis on YouTube. It is appalling and horrifying. Christakis calmly, respectfully, and cordially responded to one student after another, most of whom treated him with utter contempt and disrespect, used invectives, and demanded an apology for his wife's email. Several rebuked him for not remembering their first names from his previous interactions with them. When he acceded to his demands to say he was sorry for hurting their feelings and the pain it had caused them, they were unmoved. When they further demanded that he also acknowledge that the email created space for violence to happen, he drew the line for that, saying, "That I disagree with." And a student then said, "It doesn't matter whether you disagree." Another launched into an endless rude diatribe, and when Christakis tried to calmly respond, when she paused, she cut him off, saying he shouldn't get to speak. Shortly thereafter, about 1,000 students conducted a march of resilience against an inhospitable climate for people of color on campus. Then a smaller group submitted a list of demands to the university's president, said the school must immediately implement lasting policies that will reduce the intolerable racism that students of color experience on campus every day. Among other specific demands were that all undergraduates be required to take courses in the ethnicity, race, and migration program, that mental health professionals be permanently established on each of the four cultural centers. I think these guys are they're making a mistake here, because they don't understand exactly that they're only going to be there for 4 years and then they're out of there. Maybe if you were to go to class and take a class, you wouldn't be so concerned with the email sent to somebody vouching for your maturity. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
IDF ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Do I not bring the best quality holsters to you? I mean, between G-Code and Alien Gear, price point, quality, warranty, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, I'm saying that because I'm streaming right now on Ammoland, and some of the people on Ammoland don't understand that the whole deal behind between Ammoland and me is that the show streams. So they get out there and they complain that we have ads, which, you know, this network, Genesis Communications, is a monetized network. Nobody there is working for free. I'm not working for free. So we, you know, we pay the bills with ads. Cracks me up. It just kills me. Anyway, this one little piece, okay. I did a video. They got talked about the other day. I did a video about riding a bike and carrying a gun. The way I carry a gun when I ride a bike is I have to carry it in a Life Behind Bars bike messenger hip bag. The bike messenger hip bag is designed to carry your U-lock and your tools and if you've got spare tubes. And bike messengers have to be able to repair everything on their bike while they're out on the road. There's no mechanic or something to take it to. So like with a flat tire, you have to pull that off and you have to change a tube and you got to, I mean, and air pumps are things of the past for those. I didn't even know that. Now they use CO2 cartridges to just fill it up one good shot, but that takes something to carry it in. So messengers use a hip bag to carry their tools and their messenger bags are to carry their cargo. Okay, so I took a Life Behind Bars messenger bag, which is was the best value I could find for the buck. Put a little loop Velcro inside of it. I took a G-Code OSH holster, put a little hook Velcro on the back of it, jammed it up against that loop Velcro, and then I effectively had a holster in this bag that wouldn't move, that completely covered the trigger guard. That's item number one. You've got to completely cover the trigger guard. Then, of course, I had room for spare magazines. And I also put my spare inner tube in there and my CO2 cartridges and my tools and everything else because while I am carrying a gun, I also may need to change a flat tire. And I put it, I did all of this the way I did it because when I'm riding a bike, that bag on my right side, the way I would have to draw it exactly mimics the way I would have to draw out of my Alien Gear holster. I have to snatch my shirt up with the Alien Gear, reach down, grab it, and pull it out. With the bag, I have to pull the lid, you know, pull the cover off of that, reach down, snatch the pistol, draw it up. Okay. Perfect mimicking. It's not really, I'm using a tactical utility belt. So unless somebody was able to take a chainsaw and cut me in half, they're not going to be. This is basically on body. Okay, it is a bag, but it's basically on body. It's a holster. It's as on body on me as it is on a cop because it's essentially the same way a cop carries his gun. Except mine's in a bag and it's hidden. That was one reason I did it. The other reason is if I get knocked off the bike, I can still get to it because it's not going to go flying because it's in a retention holster in an OSH. So everything's going to be fine with that. Where it is, if I land on it, it's not going to be that big of a deal because it's riding high. It's not like I'm going to land on it on my tailbone or something else. In the conversation that ensued, I listened to some. Listen, if you're riding a bike, okay, if you're riding a bike on some of these trails that they call greenways, keep your head up. Keep your head up and watch what's going on around you, and you're going to be fine. I heard some stuff that was, I just was like, where's that coming from? Bike riding is enjoying a resurgence, and if you're getting ready, and if you're my age, I mean, if you're in the 50, in your 50s or something, and you're looking for something that's low impact, that's going to give you some good exercise, buy a bike. And then go to your local Army-Navy store. If you carry a gun, go to your local Army-Navy store and get a utility belt that is adjustable. So you can get it, you want it to be as tight as you can have it. And then go out and go to, I've got the links in the video. It's concealing a gun while riding a bike or something like that. I could put it up. It may be on the website. I'm not sure. But in any event, Life Behind Bars, that's the name of it, Behind Handlebars. They make some very good stuff. They're out of Jakarta, Indonesia. Best prices out there. They're in stock. That's the big thing. And I know a few people that have gone that route since I made the video. It got viewed by about 34,000 people, I think. And there's been some people that have mimicked me. But that's why I set it up that way, because it mimics concealed carry for me. Okay? When I'm riding a bike, I'm not, you're not going to, I don't look like I'm in the Tour de France. I do have a helmet, and I'm getting ready. I just put a GoPro mount on top of it because I got a GoPro session. But listen, if you're out there listening to this and you're hearing people say, well, you need to prepare for this, you need to prepare for this. When you're riding a bike, you need to be looking around anyway, because you don't know what's going to run out in front of you. Some of these trails are in the wilderness. There's snakes coming across the path. There's, you know, all manner of animals. I've seen it. Well, I've seen all that South Carolina has to offer anyway. And being aware, you know, you're out there. Sometimes you're crossing traffic and everything. You got to be alert. Being alert on a bike means that even if you didn't have to worry about being ambushed, if you will, you still have to be alert on a bike. You don't have the luxury of being complacent or of checking your phone or anything else. So I'm just adding that because I heard this some stuff the other day, and some of it I just I'm glad that I opened the conversation up, but at the same time, I'm just looking for accuracy. I'm just looking for accuracy, and that's why I put the kit together the way I did it, because it mimics concealed carry for me. So my 2 cents. It's a lot cheaper if you listen to it here. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Yeah, Bootlegging. Go check them out. If you were to ask a healthcare provider to describe what constitutes a serious health event, depending on who you're talking to, you're probably going to get a bewildering assortment of medical definitions based on lengths and levels of experience of the opinionators, as well as the nature of their medical specialization. Because they've all seen such a variety of human health crises that it is impossible. To narrow all of their experiences down to a common description, even of a single event. Now, I'll bet you, though, that almost every healthcare provider in the country, if they have viewed or if they were to view pantsuits collapse at the 9/11 memorial last week, and they would all agree that what we just witnessed was a serious medical episode. They will vary widely as to causation, but considering the age of the subject and her past health history, virtually none will dismiss the events depicted in the brief video as anything less than a serious medical incident. Yet, the Clintonian campaign is doing their very best to dismiss possible thousands of professional opinions in its attempt to convince the American public that her serious medical occurrence was inconsequential pneumonia and indicative of nothing medically prohibitive regarding this almost 70-year-old woman's ability to serve 4 years in one of the most stress-inducing jobs in the world. Which brings me to 60 Minutes, which just ran a segment on the continuing nuclear threat to America, presumably from the Russians in some new Cold War the media keeps insisting that we are now entering. 60 Minutes piece, which will air a second segment next week, was obviously contrived to put some doubt, to insert some doubt in the minds of American voters as to whether Donald Trump is up to the mental and emotional challenges of handling a nuclear confrontation. Timing is too convenient for it to be otherwise, and you have to consider the source. So, if you watched all the ominous details unfurling at CBS, there had to be an image that began to replay in your mind. That of a seriously debilitated senior citizen, first being held rigidly erect, then collapsing towards the pavement, being grabbed up, thrown into a van, and then hustled out of the public view after her shoe was picked up. Now, my first thought, when I take these two things and mash them together into a fine little sandwich I like, how could any person in that condition be capable of responding effectively to an alarm of incoming missiles should the two events occur concurrently? And wouldn't circumstances of such a physical collapse by the commander-in-chief throw the entire national command authority into question? Who present would qualify to determine the CNC capability of performing her duties? See, that's something that I've heard nobody bring up. If something like that were to happen, if we were in one of these things where we have, as they refer to festively at NORAD as incoming traffic, as nuclear bombs are barreling their way to the American mainland, the chain of command has to be making decisions, which that's the president who has to give release. If the president, i.e. pantsuit, collapses, then it depends. A lot of things happen then. Where is the vice president? Where's Tim Kaine in this particular case? Is he there? Can he? Because somebody there has to be on site and give the orders, because once the orders are given, they cannot be, you know, once everything takes off, there's no pulling that stuff back. There are certain fail safes that are in place, but I mean, after a certain point of time, things become academic. You have long, confused minutes that would tick by while incoming missiles continue to fly at near orbital speeds to their American targets, until such a medical determination occurred, who in the command structure could or would assume the enormous responsibility of ordering our defense forces to respond. Now, the 60 Minutes piece was very informative. For those of you who've never seen this kind of thing, I already knew this kind of protocol was in place. There's clear, intricate codes and confirmation processes that are all part of the fail-safe protections built into the National Command Authority to prevent a mistaken release of our own nuclear arsenal. We don't want that to happen accidentally. So watching that, you'd have to wonder how any person in the condition of that woman who stumbled from that curb and collapsed towards a pavement beside that van could possibly comprehend the complexities as those codes and processes demand. And if she could not do that and her authority couldn't be quickly transferred, what becomes the fate of our nation at that point? Hillary Rodham Clinton is unfit to serve as president. She is not physically capable of doing this. Pantsuit is done. She needs to sit back and enjoy the autumn of her life as we all will, as way too many politicians should have done already. She's not going to be president. She's not going to get the vindication she seeks against Bill Clinton. She's the one that stayed married to the cat. She, you know, this is, her pound of flesh is not coming. She is not physically capable of doing the job. She has no command fitness whatsoever. I watched a news report where she was talking about what happened in New Jersey and in New York, and she referred to it as a bombing. And then somebody asked her about Trump saying bombing, and she then reversed her. I mean, like in minutes, she was saying that what Trump said was irresponsible by calling it a bombing, but she just called it a bombing. And when bombs go off, whether they're pressure cooker or, you know, J-dams, they're bombs. Period. And so you can call them bombs. It's perfectly okay to do that. But she's out there trying to make out like, you know, Trump is some loose cannon out there, incapable of making these kind of thought processes. It's pretty funny when you think about it. It's pretty funny. But she completely forgot what she had just said just minutes before. What happens with her? What me and you see in the rearview mirror, she doesn't have a mirror mounted to look into the rearview. So, thank you, CBS in 60 Minutes. That was some good stuff. When we come back, we're going to look back at San Bernardino, because apparently this is going to become, you know, trending around here. So we need to get some lessons where we can and gather them now. This is Lock and Load.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. It'll fire.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to primary weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yes.
And after I get done telling you, and I'm going to tell you now what we're going to talk about now, if you haven't got an AR-15 yet, just yet, you are going to want to go to Bootlegging and start building it. Because we live in a current age where item number one has got to be walk around armed constantly. Don't give me, oh, Bill, that's just so sad. That, for me, is a microaggression. Shut up and start walking around armed. Now, here are some additional points gleaned from the reports from the attack in San Bernardino on 2 December 2015 at the County Public Health Department's Christmas party. People at the gathering reported hearing multiple popping sounds. Moments later, a person clad in black, wearing a mask and bearing a rifle, started shooting at attendees. Gleaned point number one. Warning is scant. Denial, hesitation is lethal. Always have a plan and exit strategy in place. That means every time you go somewhere, okay, look for the exits. Think to yourself, what am I going to do? If a gunman comes through the door and starts shooting people, then in your mind's eye, work that out, and then have your burger. Enjoy your meal. Gleaned point number two, people in motion get hit less often than people who are stationary. So get in motion instantly. You can decide what you need to do then while you are moving. One of the things you can do that you're going to do as a natural aside while you're doing this is pull your weapon. Green point number three. Some victims waited for instructions. Unfortunately, they are still waiting because they ended up dying. You must think independently and be courageous enough to act unilaterally and quickly upon your own conclusions and judgment. If you're going to wait for or seek approval or consensus, that's going to be fatal. There is no consensus. Gleaned point number four. In the San Bernardino attack, a second active murderer followed the first. So when you, if you're in the middle of one of these events, in the Airland Battle Doctrine, which is what we followed back in the 80s, we had combat happening all around us. That's what we trained for. So 360 degrees around us, we would be looking for, scanning for targets. If one presented itself, okay, shoot it. Don't relax too soon. In modern terrorist attacks, it's best to assume the presence of a multiple threat. Gleaned fact number five. This one is the most important, simply because it's also the most true. Waiting for a rescue is a myth. The attack will be over long before even the first police arrive, much less the SWAT team. And in the interim, you are on your own. They got there quick by any standard to San Bernardino, and they were late. There is no magic formula for living through a terrorist attack. And sadly, in the coming months, probably years, there's going to be many who are going to be presented with the opportunity to try. Now, I'm going to practice avoidance to the biggest, to the most of my ability. My biggest thrust will be to avoidance, because the easiest gunfight to win is the one I don't go to. But this weekend, when I went out of town, I had trauma kits, I had AR-15s, I had reloads for the AR-15, I had the Agency Arms Glock 17, I had reloads for the Agency Arms Glock 17. This was all in a kit. Had my gloves, thank you JT. I had my I had a pair of ballistic glasses by Oakley. And I think in the car I had some food, and I know I had some water in the car. So, I mean, it, should something have happened, I, and even saying all of that, all I had on me at that moment was my Glock 19 and two spare magazines. That's what I had on me. I'm going to do my best to practice avoidance, but in any event, they're going to not going to get me without a fight. I don't know. Meister Eckhart said the price of inaction is far greater than the cost of making mistakes. Something like that begins to happen in front of you. You've got to get up and get moving. You've got to get up and get moving. And you need to, this is why thinking ahead. You know, this whole thing about carrying a gun, riding a bike or whatever, observing where you are, observing where the exits are, observing where there might be real cover, observing where there might be real concealment. All of those things play and will be of advantage to anybody in one of these instances. And you'll be able to tell who knows this stuff by who was in there when it started and who survived. Somebody's in the middle of it when it starts, and they manage to extricate themselves and theirs, and other people getting mowed down while this is happening. Those people that are getting mowed down are going to be stationary. They're going to be stationary. They're going to be waiting their turn to be shot, just like those poor souls at the Pulse nightclub, just like those poor children at Sandy Hook, just like these poor people in San Bernardino. They're going to be waiting their turn to get shot. Your job is to not wait If you're going to get in, if you do the one thing I say you should always do, if you're walking around armed, if you do the one thing I hope you do when you go anywhere, which is look around and take a lay of the land and figure out what you can do and where you can go if you have to go. If you do any of that, and then all of a sudden you have that shot at either getting out of there or taking them out, do it. Just do it. It'll be over with. It'll be done. And then as soon as you've done it, you need to be still egressing at that point. You need to, once you've taken that shot, you don't need to stand there in the isosceles stance and, you know, stay there with the weapon on them or anything else and wait. You need to be getting out of there. If you stop the shooting, get out of there. If you shoot and you don't stop the shooting, get out of there. It doesn't matter if they have on body armor. Being shot with body armor on means that the round doesn't go through the body armor, but you do still suck up all that kinetic energy in that point on that plate or whatever they've got, you know, those soft plates, hard plates, whatever they are. And it's going to knock you on your fourth point of contact. And you're going to lay there and you're going to sound funny because the wind's going to be knocked out of you. Those people are not going to be sitting there going, ha, your bullets mean nothing to me, infidel. Now take Allah's wrath. No, they're going to be going, ha, ha, because they can't breathe. Movement is life. So this is why I do. That's why I'm doing all the bike riding. That's why I'm doing all the active stuff that I'm doing now, because I want to be able to move. Movement is life. And I have chosen to live. I hope you do the same. We're about to roll. That was the fastest 2 hours I've been involved in. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.